awesome morning party.
Get ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
What? Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O Mateo.
Good morning.
Kicking it with you.
What's up, everybody?
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
My allergies are destroying me slowly.
Yeah, you know what? I have allergies. This is the first time I've had allergies in
ever?
4 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Straight up. But they'll go away real quick. I'm determined to live. They don't hold me down.
You are evolving.
I think part of the game, I think like 80% of the when you get sick game is mental.
I don't know, man. The supervillain feels real.
Supervillain allergy time.
Yeah. Exactly
what
it is.
Turn the camera on. There it is. Hello. If you're
it's
on
gotta
the
be it.
Internet, the camera's on.
Yeah, yeah. It's still chilly today. Gonna be highs in the 50s, finally.
Feels a little warmer outside.
Right?
I went out this morning to crank the car and I only had to wear one jacket.
Oh, you don't want to die as much today. It's 56 degrees, the high. Partly cloudy in the morning, then becomes mostly sunny, but it's gonna be breezy.
Mm.
So 15 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoons, gusts up to 35 miles per hour. So throughout the week, it's still going to be really, really cold. Today is actually supposed to be the warmest day of the week, and then right back to snow and rain all next week. So, you know, that's good times.
Yes.
I'm going to be in Grants all weekend.
Oh, man.
I know.
That stinks.
I know.
Grants. Wait, where is Grants? Grants is up. Is that the one right at the border?
Grants is the one that's...
That's Gallup.
Yes.
That's Gallup. Okay, so, Grants is the one on the way to
yeah,
Gallup.
That's yeah. literally like the main road, you know,
yeah.
city, if you can call it that. The village yeah. on your way out to
yes, Lake. I remember.
Yeah. That's where we're going for baseball.
Well, that'll be fun.
We got a tournament this weekend, y'all.
A tournament.
Yeah. Shall we?
Do it.
And good morning, Stack Radio. This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
We know.
What up?
Matthew,
what's
I,
up?
I
what's
met
up, everyone?
Yesterday at the gym, there's a family that comes, and one of the dudes goes to high school with you.
Wow.
Billy.
Yeah.
Billy, what's the name?
Oh, my gosh.
Jeff Marzeman.
No, I knew when I started this conversation, I knew who, what, and now I can't remember. So he's probably listening right now because he said he was going to. Sorry,
nice.
Bud.
Nice,
Aaron,
right, right.
Jeff,
well,
Mike,
people know
John,
me from my high school.
Timothy.
It was like right when I started.
Ryan.
I was like, it's blah, it's so-and-so. And now it's like gone from my head.
Well,
sorry.
Let me ask
allergies.
You this, Steve-O. Steve-O, what gym are you at?
I don't go to a gym.
He goes to the gym, Hard Knocks. It's yeah. on his couch.
The
Arkham
only gym
Asylum.
I frequent is Jim Me Johns.
Jim
Johns.
Jim
Johns.
Me Johns.
Jim Me Johns.
Jim Me Johns. Okay, I thought you went to, you know, PF or something.
No,
you know?
I go to a gym called Desert Forge CrossFit.
Yeah.
Hmm. I just went to that planet, you know what that place is, guys. It's all over the city of Albuquerque, you know.
But he knew who you were, Matthew. He knew because he remembered when you were the team helper.
Mascot.
The helper.
When you were the mascot.
The football
the manager?
Helper. The
yeah.
manager,
the
that's
mascot.
It.
You
oh,
were the
okay.
like big
he
eagle
a,
hawk.
Oh, okay.
You dressed up like
a
eagle
football.
Hawk.
Yeah, probably so.
Probably. His
okay,
name is Jeff Marzeman.
All right. That's
yeah.
Me. Well, I gotta tell you this, Desert. I do know a lot of the football players that pretty much good majority of the team from the last season, which were our varsity in the JV division.
Yeah.
I really didn't know the C team too well because I didn't work with them. I only worked at the upper level.
Yeah.
But now that I'm a league selection manager for volleyball, I have to know and get to know all the divisions.
Gotcha.
Which is a lot of girls. And I'm like, come on. I do a lot of work, which means I have to stick around.
Come on, man. Why you guys got to do this to me? I'm in high school.
Game,
I got to work with all these girls.
But it's not bad,
sounds
guys.
Like
I'm
a
actually,
nightmare.
You know, I'm actually excited for this next season because now they're giving me the opportunity to basically step up to the plate, you know, and take it on as a league manager because
hey,
before
thought,
as a manager I was
I
just learning little things and all stuff. Now I'm actually going
to
be doing stuff a lot more bigger and better.
Amazing.
Got
dude,
it.
We got the Amberlin request for the day for you, my friend. Because it feels
you know,
like
guys,
our
I have
minds.
A little, I have a little bit of
which
an
one?
Announcement.
Impossible?
Unwinding cable cars.
Yes.
I feel like my brain is unraveling like an unwinding cable
yeah,
car
dude.
Because of allergies.
I got to
hey,
tell
guys,
you, Matthew,
guys.
Allergies yeah. enhances the experience with you.
Yeah.
It's pretty
hey,
cool.
Steve-O.
Yeah.
Steve-O. I have a little announcement for you guys.
But we don't have announcement music yet. Matthew, it doesn't need music. Yes, it does. It always needs music.
It's got to. Hit the music.
Once you start compromising your beliefs and opinions, who knows? Next thing you're like
slippery
knocking
slope.
Off Walgreens.
Slippery
and,
slope.
You know, drugs. It's bad, dude. So it starts with no theme songs.
If you don't have a theme song, you will become a drug dealer.
It ends in prison time. So don't ever do that, Matthew.
Well, you guys have the music.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Go.
All right, guys. So I just wanted to put this out here. This is for those students who missed the advisory for my high school yesterday. They were discussing the testing, the parking, and... morning and get your schedule and your conference information. It is very urgent. You guys get this.
Very urgent.
Yeah.
Sounds really urgent.
Really urgent.
It's kind of beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
So, guys, if you guys have any questions, please call the administration at Volcano 890-0343.aps.edu for further information.
Yeah.
Amazing. Perfect. Nailed it. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, bud.
Later, guys.
Later.
All right, buddy. We'll talk
to
you later.
Guys.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque.
There he is.
From ABQ.
Keeping us informed.
He really is.
Pretty good.
That's how he does. Coming up in 8 minutes, we got breaking news. A lot of stuff happening in the world today, my friends. You need to know.
I do.
Of course, birthdays, if you want to get a birthday shout-out in, studio@mystaticradio.com. Taking it back a decade.
Wow.
Some ambling for you. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now,
Static.
Emotive and stable, like a winding cable car.
Who's ready for some more Team Austin Morning Party?
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo!
Static Radio.
Turn on the news!
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Hola.
What?
It's time for breaking news, everyone. Let's do it. It's 6:30, after all. It's the 25th, guys. 2 months since Christmas.
Wow.
Pretty cool, man.
Dang, dude!
10 months till Christmas.
Time flies when you're having fun and this,
Time flies when you're on a sleigh with 8 tiny reindeer leading you around the world. You got
Very
some
true.
Kind of black hole mechanism, maybe, in your sleigh. You could fly around. Pretty cool. Doug, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Doug's excited because he got a comic today.
Yeah,
he did. CM Punk, a wrestler. Well, a former wrestler from the WWE. Right? Former?
Now he's heading over to UFC.
He's heading over to UFC.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's doing that. Frank Mir, who is a heavyweight who fought Brock Lesnar twice, fought this weekend UFC match, and at the end of the match, called out Brock Lesnar.
Oh my gosh.
For a third match. Brock Lesnar's WWE contract expires in April. I will bet you guys anything that dude is not going to keep the title at WrestleMania and is going to jump ship back to UFC.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Mark my words, Doug!
Because Sting's going to end up getting the title.
And I'm totally... No, Roman.
Yes, he is!
I am such a nerdy fan of Roman Reigns
Sting
in like 3 minutes.
Look, Sting's going to beat Triple H and then he's going to get a title shot and then he's going to beat whoever it is.
Roman Reigns is awesome now! Doug... No. Doug, he is awesome.
Doug, Roman Reigns looks like a model.
Roman Reigns is awesome.
He looks like a Calvin Klein model.
Yeah, a Calvin Klein model that just whooped your butt.
No.
He beat the tar out of everybody.
This
He's
is
so
wrestling.
Good. He's so good.
You know what? He would be good to replace Sting and start wearing the makeup.
Superman punch. I just locked
Superman
it.
Superman
locked
punch.
And loaded it, bro.
Superman punch. Another place that CM Punk is going is the MCU because he actually wrote a story in the Thor annual that came out today.
That's right.
Pretty cool. Anyway.
Talk about that 8 o'clock hour.
Comics Corner is not right now. This is breaking news. This coming out of Atlanta. CNN reports a few weeks ago, Metro Atlanta's residence groundhog, General Beauregard Lee, was the toast of the town when he predicted an early spring for the South.
What a liar.
Turns out he was a liar and an idiot. And he better get his eyes checked because this doesn't look much like spring. It looks like a major mess. On Wednesday, another storm system will race across parts of the South. That's the fourth storm system in the last 2 weeks. And a lot of people down there are getting sick of it. The general is now vermin non grata. Robert Wilson tweeted, General Beauregard Lee is full of it. We should issue a warrant for his arrest for false statements. Of course, a Southerner's definition of a winter storm is a bit different than a Northerner's definition. And me being from the South, I can back that up because it's pretty much like a vicious ice storm that wants to kill you.
Ugh.
And I'll say this, people from the North are way more used to it and can drive in the snow way better and they can handle it way better. But then you come out here to New Mexico, where it's just a hodgepodge of people that don't know how to drive anyway. And any little bit of wintry mix happens and it's chaos. Pure, unbridled, desert-flavored chaos.
Yeah. Yesterday, there was like 7 snowflakes that fell.
Yes.
And as many car accidents for each
snowflake. Yes, there were. Absolutely. In other news, CNN reports ISIS is holding many more Assyrian Christians hostage than previously thought.
Oh, man.
And it is reportedly planning to release a message Wednesday threatening to kill them. Osama Edward, founder of the Assyrian Human Rights Network, told CNN that the extremist group is now believed to have 150 hostages, many of them Assyrian Christians, citing the latest information from the network's team on the ground. Initial estimates put the number at between 70 and 100, but now it's 150.
I read an article yesterday, and I'm not going to lie, I had chills, and I don't subscribe to, like, idiocy.
Yeah.
It was a Huffington Post article, not a religious Huffington Post article, but the Huffington Post was saying that the only thing that's going to stop ISIS is Jesus.
Really? Dude, we should print that out and talk about it on Theology Thursday.
It's very interesting because it talks all about the fact that they are trying to bring about the end of the world, the apocalypse. That's what they believe they're doing and how they're going to wake up on the wrong side of it. I mean, it was really creepy and scary because they're trying to end the world and they believe the end of the world is going to come about in the year 2022, which is 7 years from now. And if you read the book of Revelation, it was like, what is happening? Like they are, it's...
Well, it says in there, you'll know the season.
It's crazy because it's not like this dude doesn't subscribe to any religion, the guy that wrote this article, but he was like talking about how that's
I want to read
thing.
That. It's maybe we can link it to our Facebook. We can link it and everybody can read it and then we can all talk about it tomorrow at Theology Thursday.
Sounds good.
Could be fun.
Yeah.
Guys, keep the Assyrian Christian hostages in your prayers again. Yes. It's like 150 people.
Gosh.
That's ridiculous. Ugh. In, well, other religious news. The alleged choice of a word by Pope Francis has drawn ire from Mexico's government, and on Wednesday, the Vatican told Mexico that the pontiff meant no offense. In an email to a friend, Francis had lamented increased drug trafficking in his native Argentina using the term Mexicanization. Hopefully, we are still in time to avoid the Mexicanization. I was talking to some Mexican bishops, and it's a terrible situation. That also rhymes, so I guess he's a rhymesmith rapper on the side. Francis allegedly wrote, Mexico's chief diplomat took offense and said he would send a note of protest to the pontiff over the term. We would like to express our sadness and concern about the statements made regarding a private letter from Pope Francis, said Foreign Minister Jose Antonio Meade. The ministry also contacted a Vatican diplomat. The Vatican Secretary of State responded Wednesday and admitted to Pope Francis's choice words, but said the Pope did not in any way intend to offend the Mexican population, for whom he holds special affection, nor to underestimate the commitment of the Mexican government in its fight against narco trafficking. The Secretary also mitigated blame, saying the expression was part of a private and informal email to someone who had used this phrase previously. There you go.
Man.
In other news about hot water, a new Bill Cosby accuser has surfaced. Oh, Heidi Thomas has one question for Bill Cosby. Look me in the eyes. Do you remember me? Do you remember me? CNN reports Thomas says she has held a secret for 30 years. Now, for the first time, she wants to be heard. Her secret is one that may sound familiar as she adds her name to the list of more than 20 women who have spoken out to various media outlets about allegations of sexual misconduct by Bill Cosby. Cosby's attorney has called the spate of sexual assault accusations against the comedian ridiculous. Good grief. I guess around the time this happened, it was back in 1984. The lady was 24 years old. She was an aspiring actress at that point. And now she's coming forward with allegations against old Bill Cosby. That's what's going to happen, y'all. That's what's going to happen. In local news... The DA's asked for $2 million, but would get $200,000 under a House pass bill. In Bernalillo County, dozens of suspects are walking free because of new deadlines recently issued by the state Supreme Court. KOAT Channel 7 reports that the cases don't move fast enough, they're tossed, and law enforcement officers aren't happy. The court's decision was an attempt to alleviate jail overcrowding and make sure suspects get a speedy trial. With dozens of cases getting dismissed, though, the Bernalillo County District Attorney begged for more funding so the office can hire more staff to help with the mandate. I understand the 10-day rule, and I understand what the state Supreme Court's done, but it has to be backed up with resources, says State Police Chief Pete Casetas. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, totally.
Is that right? Casetas. District Attorney Carrie Bradenburg asked for $2 million in help to hire 8 more attorneys and 8 paralegals. She's getting $200,000. So not quite as much as she wanted.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, where'd it go? Yeah, there's a budget bill that's trying to get CYFD 45 more caseworkers.
Ooh, that'll help.
Yeah, on Tuesday, the State House passed a budget bill that includes a big funding increase for the Children, Youth, and Family Department. Again, they're trying to get 45 more caseworkers. That would be great, I think, for the state.
Yeah, we talk with Clay and Michelle Schroff week in and week out. They partner a lot with CYFD with the Aspen Project and Project Zoe. So
we know about. We
could use some help.
We pretty much know about all this stuff, so we're pretty much experts.
Yeah.
When it comes to CY. I'll say this. New Mexico's CYFD, that's like a... They're for real, man.
Mm-hmm.
And this state has a really strong child welfare system. I don't know if it's good or bad. I'm just saying it's very present.
There you go.
As opposed to like where I grew up.
Right, you know? Right.
It's like, well, just rub dirt on it. They'll be all right. CNN says, I know you're excited about the new Pee Wee Herman film, but what am I?
What am I?
I can't do Pee Wee Herman. I don't want to. I do, but I don't. Anyway, Netflix announced Tuesday that it will begin production next month on a new film starring the popular 1980s TV character titled Pee-wee's Big Holiday.
Is Paul Reubens doing it?
Yeah.
Like he's back as Pee-wee?
Yeah. According to Netflix news release, the on-demand movie will be produced by Paul Reubens, who plays the title character. Judd Apatow of Anchorman, the 40-year-old virgin and Forgetting Sarah Marshall fame, will co-produce. John Lee, who has directed episodes of Inside Amy Schumer and Broad City, will make his feature film directorial debut. It will be Herman's first feature since 1988's Big Top Pee-wee.
Whoa, dude. That was almost 30 years ago.
Wait, I thought he was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah, but...
He was a vampire.
Yeah, he was.
And it came out after that.
Yeah, he was the one that got his arm ripped off. Remember?
Right. But that came out after 1988.
Yeah.
That was in the 90s.
Yeah.
Maybe it means starring.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Oh, my goodness.
But he was one of the best parts of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
CNN says a victim of a reported home invasion in Bristol, Connecticut, was found outside of the credit union where he works with what appeared to be an explosive device strapped to his body. The victim, identified as Matthew Yusman, chief financial officer of a chief financial credit union, told police that multiple attackers broke into his home Monday morning and attached a device, subsequently believed to be fake, according to a law enforcement source, to his body.
Whoa.
A similar device was also strapped to Yusman's mother, who was also in the home at the time of the break-in, the law enforcement source said. The suspects then ordered Yusman to go to the credit union in nearby New Britain and clean out its vault. On the way to the credit union, he called a friend and reported what was happening. Authorities responded, evacuating area residents, closing schools, and shutting streets near the credit union, which was closed at the time of the incident. Officers found the guy in a car. He was cooperative, and shortly before noon, members of the Connecticut Bomb Squad declared the device safe and turned it over to the FBI. There is no question that this was a scary situation, says New Britain Mayor Aaron E. Stewart. No injuries were reported in the incident. But man, they strapped a bomb to that guy.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't a real bomb.
That's like a movie, man.
That is like a movie. It's almost like a comedy, but gone horribly.
Horribly.
But they
wrong.
Pulled it off.
Yeah.
The criminals. Michael Sam, the first openly gay player in the NFL. He's now a free agent, right?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't he get let go?
He got let go from a few teams.
Well, he's got a new gig.
We're signing him. I don't think... Did he ever actually play a game, Doug? Did Michael Sam...
He didn't play a game, did he?
It was
all preseason
squads, stuff,
right?
Yeah, and then the Cowboys picked him up off waivers and... He played the practice squad, but never made it to, like, the full team, and then they cut him.
Gotcha. Well, he's joining the cast of Dancing with the Stars next season.
Are you serious?
Yes, yesterday they released the full cast. The St. Louis Rams selected the 25-year-old Sam in the 7th round of the NFL draft last season. He was released before the start of the season, signed to the Dallas Cowboys practice squad in September before being waived in midseason. Yep. He still wants to play in the NFL, but filming for the program Dancing with the Stars begins in March, which could cause a conflict for Sam. The inaugural veteran combine. Yes, which would give Sam a chance to prove to potential teams he could play in the league is scheduled for March 22nd.
I didn't know they were going to do a brand new veteran combine. That's a big deal. That's good.
What is it? What,
so, like, the combine's been going on right now. So, like, Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston,
yeah.
Right? Like, obviously the Bucks very much so care which quarterback are they going to take. We don't know. So they have this combine to show all the, like, kids coming out of college, and they showcase their skills. I'm guessing a veteran combine, it's inaugural, they've never had one, is, like, maybe free agents who can showcase their talents as well in front of teams.
Not bad.
That's
not
good.
Ex-NFL players have fared well on Dancing with the Stars. Ex-wide receivers Donald Driver and Hines Ward have joined running back Emmitt Smith as past winners.
Dude.
So maybe that's his new gig. And finally, because we got to get to some...
Are you serious? Oh, man.
We got to get to birthdays with Doug. Courtney Faisley, playing the role of Queen Elsa from Disney's movie Frozen, attempts to freeze the town fountain in front of City Hall in Hanahan, South Carolina. Her chilly wickedness will not stand because Elsa got arrested.
Are you serious?
She tried in vain to avoid the long arm of the law. But she got caught.
So did they do that, like, for fun?
Yeah, I think
for
this
the kids?
Town, Hanahan, South Carolina, they arrested Elsa.
These photos are fantastic.
Yes. She threw herself at the mercy of the court and cited the 2014 case Polar Vortex versus United States of America as precedent for her actions this winter. But sadly... Oh, no, she was found not guilty. They released her.
Yes!
By reason of elemental predetermination after she was arrested. The judge told her if the trial had been held in Boston, the verdict might have been different.
That is amazing!
They extended her a little Southern hospitality.
Shout out to South Carolina. That's hilarious.
That's pretty good. I gotta be honest, that's pretty good.
Good job, South Carolina.
Let's
good
take
job.
A look at traffic. Traffic. Right now, no accidents or police activity showing up on this liar of a map, but you never know. Something could be happening. Long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue, Northeast. That's all we got.
Mm.
Let's move on to birthdays with Doug.
Booyah!
There he is.
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
How are you guys doing?
We all right. We all right.
You know, can't complain.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that Thor annual.
Yeah,
dude.
Should be good. Today, Wednesday, February 25th, 2015, day 56. There are 309 days remaining. First up this morning, an American stand-up comedian, actor, director, producer, writer, singer, comedian, best known for his bright red hair, prop comedy, and...
Carrot Top.
Yes.
And for being really weird, nobody likes
weird.
He's ripped, though.
Early in the NFL season, he was going head to head with Colin Cowherd for football picks.
No way.
Really? Yeah, the Dan Le Batard show had him on doing celebrity picks to go against Cowherd to show that anybody could pick NFL games.
Wow.
And he like went a couple weeks where he went like one loss.
Amazing.
Wow.
42.
41.
He is 50 years old today.
Whoa, dude.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. Jeff Goldblum.
No. Think Jurassic Park 3.
William H. Macy. Taya Leone.
Taya Leone.
Booyah.
Wow.
Yes.
Jurassic Park
3. Bad Boys.
Spinosaurus. She was also in The Adventures of Dick and Jane.
Oh, yes.
She was.
And that was a fantastic
Family
movie.
Man.
Family.
Spanglish.
I'm going to throw up. Family Man is such a good movie.
No, it is not!
Yes, it is.
I need to see it again.
It is a wonderful film.
I need to see it again.
That's the definition of a glimpse. Jack.
Ah, that's good.
That's his name in the movie.
Yeah, that's good.
Listen to this glorious music. Let it flood your soul. Let it cure your allergies and take away all maladies.
Married to Mulder. She is 46.
She's 50.
She is 49.
Oh, man.
You're right there.
Next up, an American comedian, actress, author, television host, producer, and activist. She hosted a late-night talk show on the E! Network called Chelsea Lately.
Chelsea Handler.
Yes, sir.
43.
She is 47.
She is 40 years old today.
Whoops. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
My bad.
Next up, a professional basketball player. Probably not too happy this morning. He plays for the Chicago Bulls. He won a national championship when he played with the University of Florida in 2006 and 2007.
Joakim Noah.
Yes, sir.
Why is he not happy this morning?
Derrick Rose tore his meniscus yesterday.
Oh. I quit life. Are you serious?
He's going in to get looked at today. It could be the rest of the season. Could be 2 to 6 weeks. They don't
I
know.
Want them to just retire him.
Yeah.
I am so tired of that, dude.
But you know what? They made comparisons to how Grant Hill got hurt a bunch, and then like at the end of his career, he just came back and was coming off the bench. So there's still hope. Still hope for D. Rose.
Tony Snell led in scoring, what, 2 nights ago?
Yep.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's good news.
Led the Bulls in scoring. That was so great. Derrick Rose, drink more milk. Your bone density sucks. Sorry. Joakim Noah is...
He was drafted 9th overall in the 2007 draft.
31.
I'm going to say 30.
30 is correct.
Yeah.
I had a good guess.
Figured he left Florida when he was 22.
Jim Krasinski.
Nope.
John Krasinski. John.
Nope.
John.
She is an American film, television actress, comic book author, screenwriter, and occasional singer. She played Anne on Parks and Rec.
Rashida
Karen.
Jones.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Why are we playing the
office
music?
Because she was also
Jim's girlfriend. Oh, yeah, she was. Yeah. She was Jim's girlfriend. She was, what was her name in the show? She
worked... Karen.
Karen.
Yeah. Was she Karen on Parks and Rec or no?
No,
like,
that,
did
she's...
Did they cross-mingle?
What's her name on
she
Parks
She was Anne.
Anne, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. Parks and Rec ended last night. I haven't seen the finale yet. Oh, but I heard it was great!
Rashida Jones. Isn't that Quincy Jones' daughter?
Yes.
She is 43.
She is 37.
39.
Ah! Boop, 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 boop. Yes,
no, next up, an American actor, writer, producer, best known for playing the second oldest brother on the film, Malcolm
Breaking
Middle
Muniz.
Reese. Nope, played Reese.
I don't know.
Never, ever saw this show. Ever.
Birthdays are canceled.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
done.
Gosh, that was a quick cancel.
I've never
done.
Seen it. I'm sorry.
Dang.
Sorry, buddy.
Justin Burtfield.
No.
I don't know, bud. What do you think?
32? I don't know.
31.
29.
Gosh. All these children have done so many great things.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Nope.
Emma Watson.
Identical twin British actors.
Oh, cool. I don't know their
Fred
right
and George Weasley.
And George.
Yes.
James and Oliver Phelps.
Nice.
They were fantastic.
Yeah, they were great. They were perfect.
Some of the best cast people on that whole movie series.
They were perfect.
They really were. They did such a great job with those films, and they still pale in comparison to the books.
Yep.
I'm gonna
yep.
say 33.
Hmm. 32.
They are 29 years old today.
What is with all these children doing incredible things?
That's what happens, buddy. Miles Morales is like 18.
Why I gotta be so old?
And he's Spider-Man, you know?
He's dang, dude.
Still a teenager.
Next up, an American actor, director, voice artist, and producer, best known for his film roles such as Samwise in the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Sean
he was
Austin,
Mikey
Sean
Walsh
Austin.
In the Goonies, yes.
Oh,
and
nice.
Rudy.
Rudy, which was a lie. Thanks, Joe Montana.
That was a lie?
Yeah.
Tell me about this.
Joe Montana.
Yes.
One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time.
Heard about him.
Destroys your soul by going on like Dan Patrick or something and saying, oh, psh, dude, that guy, that runt, come on, man. He was the quarterback at Notre Dame. And he was like, when everybody picked him up, it was more like mocking. Like, he didn't do anything. Everybody, yeah. Oh. It was like this really awful story. And then
Joe,
you're like,
Montana.
Joe Montana, why you gotta destroy the dream, man?
Why you gotta be so
Rudy? Rudy was so... Okay. Jokes aren't gonna get any better than that. You should just stop listening now.
I did it. Doug, I did it. Did you? You didn't even laugh.
You peaked
Doug.
Too early, man. Yeah. It's not even 7.
Peaked early. It's all good. It's all good.
Oh, man. Sean Astin is 40.
Sean Astin is 36 years old.
44.
Yeah. Oh, man, he is.
Think Goonies.
Way. Yeah, that's true.
And the final birthday?
He looks so young as a hobbit.
Yeah. Is it the Nature Boy Ric Flair?
No!
16-time world champion.
We were showing pictures. Dude, yep. Tell them how close
yeah,
I was to Ric Flair.
They were so close. They went to a wrestling match 10 years ago.
I got Ric Flair's blood on me.
And he got Ric Flair's blood
that.
On him.
I really believe that.
He was up against a railing and I was front row. We're like, woo, taking pictures. And he's like bloody up against the, yeah, it was great.
Bleeds all the time.
He
still.
Does.
And then at
I'm
the hospital, they
alive.
Said, you didn't catch it. It's all good.
Yeah. Ric Flair. Oh, man. He just got punched out by the greatest wrestler of all time, Triple H.
Woo!
Greatest wrestler of all time, Doug.
I don't know about that.
You should see
this
guy
right here.
You should see the text I sent Teo yesterday.
It was pretty great.
Talking wrestling trash yesterday.
Yeah.
Sting's going down, fools. Sting is going down!
No, he's not.
Ric Flair today, gosh, is really old.
He is.
He's 60.
He's gotta be.
Man, come on, he came out and they were like, oh, Ric Flair, still wheeling and dealing in his, I want to say he's like 70.
Yeah,
but
he's
man,
old.
He is so old.
68 years old.
I'm going to say 70.
66
oh,
years old.
Man. So
the Nature Boy.
He's the Nature Boy.
Woo!
He's as old as nature.
Here we come. Ooh, the monkeys.
Yes, on this day in what year, the first performing monkey exhibited in America, New York City. Admission was 1 cent.
Wow.
Rocking.
The first performing monkey. A penny. So there were pennies, guys. 1906.
1793.
1751.
Oh my gosh. Right, I was way off.
On this day in what year, the first bank of the United States was chartered.
Ooh. And they've been ripping me off ever since.
That had to have been established right when America was established and they're like, bank!
Bank system.
Bank 1778.
I say 1803.
1791.
Dang it!
Is that not what I guessed for the last one?
Yeah. Pretty close. On this day in what year, the first use of the insanity plea to prove innocence.
All right, wow. I'm going to try this. 1803.
1831.
1859. Oh,
man.
On this day in what year, paper currency, a.k.a. greenbacks, introduced by U.S. President Abraham Lincoln.
Oh. 1863.
And Abraham Lincoln did greenbacks. Okay, I thought that was Andrew Jackson. Let's see here. What'd you say?
1863.
1864.
1862. Dang it!
Ah! Yeah, take that.
On this day in what year, the League of Nations was set up by the Paris Treaty?
By Superman and Wonder Woman.
Ooh! Mm. Yes.
Well done, Doug.
The Super Friends?
Yep.
The Super Friends showed up in Batman and Robin last issue.
Yeah.
I'm so lost because of Super Friends. What happened on this day?
The League of Nations was set up by the Paris Treaty.
Legion of Doom.
Paris Treaty of Paris?
No, it just says Paris Treaty, but I think it was the Treaty of Paris.
Ah, that's good. 1908.
1919.
Dang it!
It was right after World War I.
Good job.
On this day in what year George Harrison was born?
Oh, dude. 1934. Nah, that would have made him...
Yeah. 1943.
1943 is correct.
Yeah! So, year my dad was born.
Here comes the sun.
And the number one song for today.
Wow. 1961.
1964.
Wow.
Today is Inconvenience Yourself Day, National Chocolate Covered Peanuts Day, and it's National Clam Chowder Day.
Yeah, clam chowder!
Wow. We got a great show for you today. It is Wednesday, so of course, Comics Corner. A lot of news today to get to. Also, 9 o'clock hour, Shock Therapy Live. You can get your questions in at facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's going to be good times.
It's going to be good times. And we've already gotten a few Shock Therapy questions, so if you want yours answered, you need to go ahead and email it in. studio@mystaticradio.com.
There you go. Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Here we go. Party, and it'll be fun.
This is gonna be a real party, isn't it?
Ain't no party like a Team Awesome Morning Party, cause a Team Awesome Morning Party party don't stop.
This show is so clever.
Whoa! Let's take a look at traffic. Huh. So, Coors northbound down by, like, Garner, Felicetti, Greer, Kirsten. So down south. I don't know what's going on, but it's down to about 8 miles an hour. It could just be morning traffic, but I'm not sure. I'm just not sure. Also, we have long-term road construction, San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. And that's the only thing showing up on this map, so be careful.
Yes.
Sun's coming up. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Yeah, high of 57 today. Partly cloudy in the morning, then becomes mostly sunny.
Mostly.
It's going to be breezy, high in the upper 40s to mid-50s, northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 25 in the afternoon, gusts up to 35. But then it's all downhill from here.
No!
57 is the high of the week. Tomorrow it's going to start dipping back, and by Friday, more snow, rain throughout the entire weekend, which is good because our first Little League tournament's this weekend.
Boo!
Thanks, crappy weather!
Boo, I say!
Yeah, crappy weather and traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch.
What?
Yeah. They can't do anything about the weather or the traffic, but they can get you through their morning.
Okay.
Your morning with good coffee.
Woo!
Also, cherry turnovers, because that's what I had this morning. Fantastic.
All right.
Solomon Sports Coffee Shop here on the Calvary Albuquerque campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O Matteo.
Matteo!
Hanging out with you.
What's up?
Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, our boy Pastor Nate Heitz is going to be hanging out with us for Shock Therapy Live, our one-hour call-in show. We gets personal, yo. All up in your biz.
Yeah.
So if you got questions, you know, concerns, maybe something going on in your world that's kind of sucks and you need some clarification, maybe just somebody to talk to, that's what we're here for. 9 o'clock.
And we've got quite a few questions already.
Yeah. Leading up to that 8 o'clock hour, man, we're going to be hanging, talking comics.
Man, lots of good, solid releases this week. I'm stoked to talk about them.
Lots of news in the movie industry as far as comic book world as well. So we'll hit some comic news this morning, some movie news, and we'll take some phone calls like this.
Hello?
It's Chromatic!
Hey! Chromatic, the rap addict on Static!
What up? I'm back at it.
Dang, dude. What's going on, man?
No, I'm just getting ready for the snowpocalypse here. I call it the Tupacalypse.
Wait, is Tupac coming back?
And you know, you get it? You guys see what I did there?
No, I
can't. Are you talking about Tupac?
No, I'm talking about snow. Informer, you know.
Informer.
Is that what I you know, they got my number going snow. It's going to snow on down.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you're expecting snow, huh?
I'm expecting snow and ice. I've got my refrigerator. Let me go check it out real quick. It's got, let's see what I got. I got I got milk, and a little bit more milk back there. I got all my bread right here lined up, so I'm good.
That's good. That's all you need.
So is your refrigerator
running?
That's all you need. Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah.
You better go catch it.
Oh, he got you.
Oh, come on,
he got
man.
You, buddy.
Coon, you're such a sucker.
You're such a sucker, baby.
So stupid.
I fall for early 90 put-downs all the time.
That's a pretty good one.
I know you are, but what am I?
Man.
Okay, I have a question, Coon. Yesterday I was talking to Dave on the phone. Dave Stovall, the bass player for Audio Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Yeah, former frontman of Waverly.
A couple of days ago, I was talking to Teddy. He's the drummer for Family Force 5. And this was right after I had a conversation from Tim from House of Heroes, and mm-hmm. I play bass for them every once in a while. And then earlier, Jamie and I were talking about how he's, you know, doing like... Did you know that Jamie's kind of working at Square Root Salon right now?
He's in hair school. He's like,
I knew he was doing something like that, but yeah. I assumed it was something cool. I mean, you know,
yeah, you know, just something really, really cool. And then we tried to get in touch with Seth, but Seth is so busy on tour with Andy Mineo that he's just hard to get a hold of. You know,
right? Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was wondering what happened to your life.
I don't know. You know, I got to thinking about it too. I was just sitting here and I was just looking at all the, you know, the different areas everybody was into, and I just decided, what happened?
Right. Dave and I were talking about it, and we feel like it's just not fair.
It's like, let me tell you something, what happens to you when you have children.
Yeah. Tell me, because I'm about to have
He's
one.
He's about to have one. First of all, on the phone, Coon Matic, the rap addict, from Waverly.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
One fifth.
When you have a kid,
he's a fifth.
Yeah.
You lose your life.
You lose it like in a good way. Like you lose.
You
your
hand
life
it
so
over to the
it.
Child, and you go. Everything and dream that I ever have is now
yours.
In you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm raising you up like Simba on the Lion King.
I like it.
And then you wake up the next morning wiping poop off and you go, well, you know what? That looked way much cooler in the Disney films, but
right.
That's not how it goes.
So it's not so much a pack of, like, wildebeest running at you. It's more just, like, poop.
Mm-hmm.
It's just poop. Yeah.
Got it.
And then you just lose your life. So poop, loss of life.
Well, here's the good news. Dawn and I are getting a bigger place, and
yeah.
That means you can come out and visit.
I would love to. Because I need something to do. Everybody's doing something cool. You're in rock radio. Dave's in audio A. Seth is always awesome.
Yep.
Jamie is awesome now.
Yeah.
Teddy is awesome. I'm teaching 20 pre-K kids.
Wait. You're a teacher?
I'm a teacher at preschool.
That's totally cool.
Pause. This is a Mississippi
this
teacher.
Is, oh,
this is that's different.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah,
okay. May God have mercy on your soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking about like Albuquerque preschool is like everybody get your iPads out, kids. And Mississippi, it's like y'all got your number two pencils and your paper.
Where's your tablet? Where's your tablet? Put your iPad away. I mean your writing tablet.
Your writing tablet, which is your pencil.
I'm sorry, buddy.
It could be worse. Like, we had no funding down here, but it's our fault. We started the Civil War.
Hey, good news, though, buddy. Man, it sucks that you're so far away because now that Jamie's here and Matt's here, I just bought a new amp. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got, like, of course, Chrissy and Dawn both. We're starting a new band.
Yeah.
We needed a keyboard player, but we just got one on Craigslist because it was so much easier.
Yeah.
So,
what?
His name's Joey.
We're about to start
touring.
What do
you mean? Matt, I've gotten a lot better since Waverly. Please let me be in something cool.
Coon, you've got to move out here if you want to do
that.
Yeah,
we just don't. That long distance relationships just never work, man. So,
my wife owned me, man. Things have changed in Mississippi now. Women have rights, man.
Okay. Here's the deal, man. Us getting you to be in our band is like Sony and Marvel teaming up with Spider-Man.
Ah, yes.
But here's the problem. Oh, yeah. We're Marvel, yeah. And we're awesome, and yeah. We know how to make your life. We could, dude, we will take your story, and we will put it on the right track, yeah. And we will make it incredible, and everybody will they'll remember why they loved Coon so much.
Yep.
But Stephanie is Sony.
Yes.
And Stephanie says,
that.
No.
I understand that, but all Stephanie keeps doing is putting me on DC, which stands for Gun Coon, okay?
Done.
You're done, Coon.
Oh, God. That's a new.
He's done.
That's an oven thing.
Yeah.
Stick a fork in him. He's done.
He is. That's.
I'm done. She said, no more dreams. I want to be a photographer. She said, no. You've already sucked the life out of us with one dream for 10 years that went nowhere.
Wow. God.
She's got a point, man. I mean, really.
She does got a point. I said, well, I said it went somewhere for everybody else. Look what they're doing.
I feel
she
like
said, that's everybody else.
You need to call back. You need to call back in the 9 o'clock hour for Shock Therapy Live. We could really help you with your issues.
Here's the
Shock
problem.
Therapy Live. You realize I get Shock Therapy every night? She has a shotgun in there.
We can't talk about
gun.
What y'all do every. Listen, Coon. Here's the thing. We even look at the lives of Trey Hill and we look at Dan Isbell. Trey.
Who is Dan Isbell?
Trey is a real teacher.
Uh-huh.
He teaches actual, like, adolescents.
Was he the first drummer?
He was the first drummer.
I didn't even know him.
Dan was our guitar player. Dan is doing something in Nashville, right? He writes songs or goes hunting or something.
He's a writer, full-time writer.
Is he really a writer?
Yes. Everybody's cool, man. All right. I get it.
So, like, even the guys that quit the band long before anything happened are doing just real good.
You know, it's real good to hear, y'all. That's real nice.
I mean, you take a guy like John Eaton, the legend. John Eaton was our friend from college. John had nothing to do with the band other than criticizing us and saying we ought to get better jobs. And John's doing awesome, Coon. John is a teacher. He's got a kid. He and his wife are really happy, and he's got a fantastic mustache.
Wow.
What do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do, man, with my life?
Look, it's a Sony Marvel parallel. We're trying to get you back so we can take your story to where it needs to go and make everybody re-fall in love with you just like Spider-Man, but Stephanie is Sony, and she says, no,
yep.
I know what to do with you. Your story is staying here in Mississippi and being sad. That's your story, and we're sticking to it. And you're stuck, man, and we're trying to negotiate. We're trying to say, hey, look, let's team up. We can share him. He can come out here for a little while and live his life, and you can be there and be happy. But she doesn't want to do that.
I'm down with that. I need to be reinvented.
You do. You need to be rebooted. Now, we're going to cast somebody else in your role. We found this guy.
Wait a minute.
No, we found a guy. His name's Jared Murphy. He looks just like you. He's
goodness.
Got tiny
hands. I can't even be myself in my own reverse?
What are you talking about, man? We got to do this right.
Chance. It's okay. Coon Matic, we love you, man.
Is that okay, though? Like, his hands are really tiny like yours.
Can he at least keep my name? Can he?
Yeah, he's going to be Ryan Coon.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be great,
okay.
Man. He's going to do all the things you never could.
Oh. The worst. I thought I was calling to, like, get some, like...
I told you we were going to talk about your life. What did you expect?
I didn't think I was going to be put down the entire time.
We're not putting you down. We're giving you the best news ever. We're going to reboot your life.
Yeah, man.
You're rebooting me in a starring role given to somebody else. That's I can't even be myself.
Look, no, Andrew Garfield,
hey,
that's how it works.
Hey, yeah, yeah. It's been good, though, man. But we got to go. We got to move on.
Well, all right, I guess. Cool. Everybody go do your thing.
Hey, when are you going to come out here and visit me?
I'm not. Not now.
Why not?
Because you have another Ryan Coon. His name's Jared.
Yeah, he's pretty cool,
he's
man.
A reboot version,
he's
though.
He's pretty cool. He's like 10 years younger. It's great, man.
He's got a long contract now. We can get some youth out of that guy.
Matt, I've lost some weight. Can I...
Dude,
is that the problem?
Coon, you're like 42. We can't do this.
Yeah.
I'm not...
How old are you now?
I'm 32, Matt.
You're 42.
The same age as you. Why do you always think I'm 10 years older?
No, I'm 31. I turned 32 in August.
I mean, around the same age. Goodness.
There are tens of days that I have on you.
I'm rubber and you're glue. Whatever you say bounces off me and sticks on you.
That's why you're getting rebooted.
Oh, my God.
It's that crap right there.
You don't use the 90s.
Well, he's really old. He can use that. That's all he's got.
I was there when it happened.
He was a teenager in the 90s. Yeah. We were kids.
You were just little kids. You don't even know. It's okay. It's okay. We still love you, man. We love you.
Quit crying.
Just got to do what's right.
I got milk and bread to eat, man.
It's what's best for the band.
Coon, that bread's going to make you fat.
Bread makes you fat.
Is that what you
everything
want?
Everything makes me fat.
Coon, once you're fat in your brain, you're fat everywhere. We talked about this.
Oh, my gosh.
But we love you, man.
I love y'all, too. Just y'all let me know if anybody else gets something cool, and I don't.
We will.
All right.
You want to build a snowman?
I'm going to have to in a little bit.
All right. Have a good day.
Be the only friend I get.
Olaf,
man.
Bye.
See y'all.
Coonmatic, the rap addict on Static.
Did you just hang up on him? You did, didn't you? You hung up on him and his dreams. Now, seriously, Dave and I were talking on the phone yesterday. And he was telling me how he had talked to Coon, and Coon, that was a real conversation. Coon was like, "What happened to me?"
So you got all these different members of Waverly doing these crazy things. Coon's still at home in Mississippi, buddy.
It reminded me how blessed I am.
He's the only one that's still in Mississippi.
That's his problem. That's his problem.
Amazing. Coming up, I found a survey, how to tell if you're a jerk at work. I feel like we're going to ace this.
Oh, we got this one.
We got this one in the bag. Oh, man. Amazing. Welcome to Wednesday. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
What's up, peeps?
What?
Let's take a look at traffic. Bit of congestion around Coors and 40 eastbound there at the interchange. Also, we've got long-term road construction. San Mateo Boulevard at San Diego Avenue Northeast. There's really slow going northbound on Coors. Old Coors Road down close to Kirsten Road, Greer Loop, Felicetti Drive, Southwest. So watch out for that. Other than that, it looks pretty normal. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. And that's 505-338-3669. You know, if you're just joining us, we're bad friends.
No, we're not bad friends.
We're bad friends. Ryan Coon, the keyboard player from Waverly, was just on the phone with us, and we got some feedback. Yeah. Many a listeners, we might have been too harsh.
Maybe.
Sometimes, you know, Shock Therapy Live, Theology Thursday, everything we do here where we try and guide people and correct their terrible lives.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're too blunt.
Well... We're gonna call him back.
We're gonna call our buddy Ryan Coon.
We're gonna Coonmatic, the rap addict, live on Static. We're gonna try to get him back and get him back at it. Best way to say it. Let's see.
I hope he answers. I hope he's still around. A little harsh.
I mean, it was tough.
We were a little harsh, man.
We weren't harsh. We were just honest.
That's what harsh people
Hello?
Say.
Coon?
Oh, my gosh. What? Guys, I'm watching Starship Troopers on VHS.
Stop watching.
Stop
it. On VHS? What are you doing?
That's all. What do you mean? That's what you watch movies on.
Coon, we have to be honest, buddy. We just, we read a survey, how to tell if you're a jerk at work. And it seems as though, at least according to these kooks, we're a little harsh. We're a little mean. We say things.
I'm sorry, buddy.
And so we thought we would call you, you know.
I agree with that. Was it on Facebook?
It wasn't on Facebook.
Did you get
like
on
that
Facebook?
Kind of survey. Wasn't that kind of survey?
I just know 95% of the stuff on Facebook's true, so I just assumed.
Right. So here's what we decided. First of all, welcoming to the show, Ryan Coon. Former keyboard player from Waverly. Now, when the band broke up, everybody went their separate ways, and You know, as we know, Seth, guitar player.
Yeah.
World-renowned manager now. He's traveling all over
manager,
the universe.
Dave's in Audio Adrenaline.
Yeah, Dave, lead singer now, the bass player for Audio Adrenaline.
Jamie's about to be a premier stylist at a salon here in Albuquerque.
Yeah, working at Square Roots Salon. We've got Teddy, who was there for a little bit. He's now drumming for Family Force 5.
I mean, you even look at, like, Josh Dunn, who filled in
for a tour. Jamie and Teddy.
And he's in 21 Pilots.
He's now drumming. He started 21 Pilots. Yeah, so all of the successes in the world. Teo, you know, you moved to Nashville.
Yeah.
You got married.
I did.
Don, your wife has the number one, like, rock CHR single in the world right
she
now.
It's right
Resuscitate. Now. You moved out here to Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
Man, co-host on the greatest
morning show
in the world as voted by our moms.
About to start a TV show.
Yeah, I mean, just life has been great. And Kuhn, you are a preschool teacher in Mississippi. And so...
Here.
No, man, somehow, I mean...
Somehow, that didn't really sound any better than the first time.
Well,
it was just a recap.
Here's the deal,
we're recapping for people that might have missed.
Yeah, in case somebody's just joining us,
okay.
We're recapping your life, you know?
Do you want us to do it one more time?
We can do it. We could go through the list again if you want. I mean,
no. It sounded good. It sounds good every night, but I think about it while I stay awake at night. So hearing it,
well, you know,
from somebody
it's
else,
good to hear it out loud.
Sometimes you have those friends who are just quick to criticize and tell you how you have done nothing. You're the last remaining member of Waverly still in Mississippi,
right?
And you're going nowhere.
Right.
It's going to come to a terrible demise soon. But we don't want to be those friends. We want to encourage you with great habits. In fact, we found 7 habits of the world's richest people, and we thought if we could impart this wisdom to you, maybe you'd do something with your life.
Oh, okay.
We're here to help.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is helping. Okay.
Yeah, this
I'm
is
sorry.
Helping.
I guess I'm.
No, we're helping.
I'm hearing
man.
It. It sounds different.
No,
hearing
man.
It,
you just be patient.
Sometimes, you know, when you. When you hear that rebuke, we tend to turn away. It's the flesh in you, man. You just need to take in these words, you know, and just know that you too can have a life that doesn't suck anymore.
Okay, I will listen, and I'm going to try not to suck.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Number one, buddy. Number one. 7 habits of the world's richest people. Number one, they're persistent. All right?
Persistent.
Do you know what that means?
Persistent.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, sometimes we think of persistence as like a personality trait, right? But it's a habit.
Yeah.
It can be learned and practiced over time when you're faced with adversity, like being the last remaining member of Waverly to not do anything with yourself.
Right.
Wealthy individuals keep pushing through, knowing that success could be right around the corner. Kuhn,
stay motivated.
Success is right around the corner, buddy.
It's just right there.
Right around the corner.
It's just right there, man.
67% were cognizant of that and careful about how they spent their time. For instance, maybe not watching Starship Troopers on VHS, buddy.
Not the best use of time.
Yeah, in fact, TV watching was limited to less than 1 hour a day in successful rich people's lives, man.
It's a good movie.
Now, 81% made a consistent effort to control their thoughts, feelings, and words towards their other very successful band members. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
80% had pursued a single goal for at least 1 year. Kuhn, what was the last goal you had in your life?
Yeah.
To wake up.
That's not a goal. That's a necessity. You have to wake up to start the day. That doesn't count.
Well, a goal. Get more milk and bread?
No.
Oh, man. Okay, you know what? This works perfectly. This works perfectly into number two. 7 habits of the world's richest people. They set attainable goals. We want to help you.
Yes.
Oh,
so whether or not you realize that you're constantly setting goals for yourself, like, hey, I want to get through Starship Troopers today on VHS.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, or hey, I should have rewound it last time. And now I gotta, it's going to take me 2 extra minutes to watch this movie because I forgot.
Right.
I wasn't kind. I didn't rewind.
Yeah,
so,
you need to rewind movies, Kuhn, when you rent them.
Attainable goals.
I know that. Have y'all been talking to Blockbuster?
No.
Do you still have a Blockbuster?
Well, he lives in Mississippi.
That's where I got the movie. I rented it from Blockbuster, and they get so mad because I never rewind.
Okay. Anyway, continue.
Now, attainable goals like, I want to become a recognized leader in my field. Maybe it's like, I want to be the best preschool teacher in Mississippi. Have you ever set that goal for yourself, buddy?
No, but I need to. You're right. I need to.
I feel like you could do that, Coon. I really do. I feel like that could be something that you could honestly do, and it would be great.
Now, here's the problem with that goal. It's not specific enough, and they're not necessarily realistic. For instance, if you're working minimum wage as a preschool teacher in Mississippi, going on an expensive holiday probably isn't, you know, in the cards for you ever. You're probably never going to leave Mississippi. So don't set that goal. It's not attainable. See, you set attainable goals like, hey, I'm going to return this VHS tape on time this time, right? That's attainable.
Yeah.
You can do that, man.
I need to start returning them on time.
Yeah. Yeah, because then, you see, it's a cycle. It's a cycle. You don't return VHS tapes on time. You get late fees, and then it costs more money, and then you and Steph can't go on vacation to New Mexico because you're just, you know, again, preschool teacher.
There you go. Rewind on time and get it to Blockbuster. Got it.
Attainable goal. We got this.
Now, number three, 7 Habits of the Richest People. They find a career mentor. Do you have a mentor in your life? Like maybe an old preschool teacher.
You are a mentor to many children.
This is true.
I am a mentor.
Mm-hmm. But you, sir, need a mentor yourself. You need to be a mentee.
What?
And so what I've done, I've reached out to Josh Dunn. I've texted him, but he's obviously too busy to text me back. So maybe he can be your mentor.
That's good, man.
If he texts me back with any advice, I'll be happy to pass it along for a nominal fee. But we're working on it. Okay.
I've got to pay you something?
That's just part of mitigation, man. That's how it works.
Yeah, 7. That's, we're helping you.
Yeah, that's like 7 highly effective habits of rich people. You
Did
have to
we not
mitigate
tell you
things.
That? I mean, we are coaching. We're life coaching you right now. I mean, this phone call is.
What do you think? We're joking around?
Free.
We're trying to help you.
This isn't free.
I don't think y'all are joking.
Hey,
do
you want to make an investment in your life or not?
Yeah, I'm just.
I want to be a better me.
Well, when we hang up, you need to stay on the line with Doug, and he'll tell you where to send the check. But anyway, let's continue.
Our producer, Doug, man. Okay. All right. Number 4. They're positive. Buddy, when was the last time you were positive?
You know what? I think I was positive a second ago when I put in the movie. I thought, you know what? Blockbuster's canceled my subscription for a week because I haven't rewinded. I finally get a chance to watch a movie. I'm going to do it. I'm going to get through this movie.
Wow. Okay.
Positive about it.
All right. According to the observations, the wealthy individuals generally had a positive outlook on life. They were upbeat. They were happy. They were grateful for what they had. They weren't ungrateful for the fact that they were the least successful member of the band. I guess, you know, just be happy with your station in life, buddy.
Can you do that?
I'm happy in it right now.
94%. Avoided gossip. You need to stop gossiping, okay?
Stop spreading rumors.
98% believed in limitless possibilities and opportunities about their life. Believe it. Hey, Coon, believe it, buddy.
Believe it.
Believe
that. That's the one word.
Oh, that is that what believer is?
Yes.
Yes, you're a believer.
You are on track.
I'm a believer.
Yes, the underlining statement of this whole thing is that you're a believer.
That's right. That's right.
I am a believer. I want everybody out there to know, everybody that's listening, Ryan Coon is a believer.
Yes. Perfect. That's good. This is good. Positive attitude. 94% enjoyed their chosen career. Huh? You love being a preschool teacher in Mississippi?
I love it.
Say I love it.
Say it now.
I love it.
Say it like Elfie.
Who's Elfie?
Say it!
I love it!
Yes!
Good.
87% happily married.
Well, we can't win them all. Go to the next one.
92% happy with their level of health. Coon, when was the last time you jogged outside in Mississippi? When was the last time you took a jog, buddy?
I mean, I've been working out.
Okay.
But
that's good.
Gone and run around the track in Sherman?
No, I ran down to Wild Bill's down here and got a Reese's Pieces.
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay.
That doesn't count because you got sugar to fatten you back up.
Here's the thing.
I needed energy to get back down to my house.
That's bad energy, friend.
Oh, man. Seven Habits of the World's Richest People on the phone. Ryan Kuhn, least successful member of Waverly. He is currently a preschool teacher in Mississippi, and we're trying to help him if you're just joining us. Number...
For some reason, that sentence, like, sounds worse every time you say
five.
It.
Hey, number five... Successful attitudes, these habits, they educate themselves. And we're very proud of you. Obviously, you went back to preschool in Mississippi.
Yeah.
You are learning.
Do you know your colors?
You are educating yourself.
Yes, I know my colors, Matt.
What about your shapes?
Not all of them.
Well, come on. Here's a big thing. Round doesn't count. You got to learn more shapes, buddy.
Yeah.
I just posted a picture on Static Radio.
On our Facebook? Is that what you're doing? Is that what you're doing on the side?
That's what I'm doing on the side, all right? I wanted to prove myself to the world.
Kuhn Matic, the rap addict on Static, listen to me. As mentioned above, they educate themselves. 88% of wealthy individuals spent at least 30 minutes each day reading in order to expand their knowledge. We're not talking green eggs and ham, okay?
Oh my gosh, I just read The Cat in the Hat yesterday in my preschool.
I'm just saying.
Kuhn, your picture didn't show up.
I'm going to try it again.
No, just, you know what? Just give up.
No, that's not part of it.
Oh, I mean, okay. Number six.
Wait.
Seven Habits of the World's Richest People.
Yeah.
They track their progress.
Okay.
Track it.
How's your progression tracking going?
Yeah, do you keep up-to-date to-do lists?
I don't keep a to-do list, no.
Do you balance your checkbook every day?
What's a checkbook?
Okay, gosh. Do you count the calories you consume?
It's around 3,000.
Oh.
3,000 a day, Kuhn? Are you working out at CrossFit?
Is that a lot?
Are you going to CrossFit every day?
No, we don't have CrossFit
let
down
me,
here.
Let me
what
ask
is that?
You, let me ask you a question. You ready for this? I want you to think about this as positively as possible. Kuhn, how fat are you right now?
You can do it, buddy. Be positive.
Let me ask you. We'll put it in terms you understand.
Remember, number five, educate yourself.
That's right. These are terms you can understand. Are you a Whopper or are you a Quarter Pounder with Cheese Double?
Or a Big Mac?
I could possibly be the combined version of the two.
Gosh, okay. That's crazy.
That's
quit eating 3,000 calories a day if you're not going to exercise.
That's a lot of patties, buddy. It's a lot of
pills. Okay, I'm really not that fat, okay? I'm just trying to be funny, guys.
All right, Kuhn, here we go.
We gotta
this
give
is
that
it.
Up.
Number seven. Here you go. Are you ready? Do you want to be successful?
Get pumped up, buddy.
Do you want to be
I'm
successful?
Ready.
Start sweating.
He's always sweating.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So
help me be successful.
Surround yourself with success-oriented people.
Now, hang on, take the music. Now, this is going to be a problem because
you're
in
Mississippi. Yeah.
So we're going to need you to come on out here.
Mm-hmm.
Just move yourself.
Mm.
Let the rhythm move you.
Yes, because the rhythm's going to get you.
Free yourself.
Mm. And the rest will follow.
That's right. Can you get out here?
Maybe, I don't know if she's going to let me, man.
Maybe take a bus.
You need to nurture positive relationships. Invest the time and energy necessary to help these relationships grow with successful people. Successful people are particularly all about who they associate with. Their goal is to develop relationships with other success-minded individuals. Kuhn?
Yes?
Do you want to be successful?
I want to be successful.
Say, I want to be successful.
I want to be successful.
Donde está successful?
Show me the money.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. All right, and speaking of money, it's time for us to take a break.
We're
going to have to let you go, but we need you to stay on the line so you can give Doug, he can give
He's
you the
producer.
Info, and you can send us a check for helping you out, okay?
You know, $50 a session per person, obviously, so that was only $100.
Per 10-minute increment.
Yes,
so we're, right now we're sitting at about $600 apiece.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Well, so I've got to pay you guys.
Yeah, that's it. That's how it works, man. Successful, oriented people surround yourself with them. Matt and I did that. We surround ourselves with each other every day. We are successful. Look at our lives. They're so much better than yours. You can get there.
You can do this.
Maybe.
I mean, we're not even at the top of the barrel here. We're just like light years above you. Yes. We just need you to get up here to this level. Mm.
Attain Albuquerque achievement.
We're trying to get to Josh Dunn's level. That's what we're all trying to do.
That's what we want, buddy. We believe in Hey, believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself.
All right? Because no one else can believe in you. All right. We love you.
I love you guys.
Stay on the line for Doug.
Stay on the line. Our producer's going to go ahead and get your credit card information. Thanks for hanging out
with us.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
No problem. Coon from Waverly.
That's right.
We just saved his life.
We did. That's what we're all about here. A Team Awesome Morning Party.
The phone lines are jammed, and I'm wondering what they want.
It's,
Doug, do I take line two?
It's
do
a
I
friend
dare?
That called us yesterday.
Oh.
It's that kid that called yesterday.
Oh. We'll take a break.
Yeah.
Coming back, hey, Comics Corner. I hope these lessons were valuable for you guys. Live and learn through the terrible habits of our poor friend Coon.
Yes.
He'll never be anything, but
remember,
you
guys, yeah.
might.
If you're not feeling good, just remember his example.
Yes.
You're doing better than he is.
Compare your lives. That's how you do it.
All right.
Quick break. Right back with more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
I think Coon's gonna be okay.
Me too, man.
Yeah, he said he was gonna record over Starship Troopers with some motivational speakers.
That's good, man.
Yeah,
I tried to tell him that Scotch tape over the.
Yeah, I said Blockbuster square. Might not like that, but he said it's okay. Anyway, there's an accident off to the side, I-40 East at 12th Street. That's exit 157, and we've got long-term road construction up at San Mateo Boulevard and San Diego Avenue Northeast. That is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert Campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. Good morning. Welcome to Team Awesome Morning Party.
Before we start Comics Corner, I have incredible news that I just read on IGN.com.
Okay.
Can we find the music for this?
We should have this. Why don't I have this?
Doug, I need you to look up the DuckTales theme song.
No, he's serious.
Do it, Doug.
How do we not have the DuckTales theme song?
Because we're idiots. We also don't have Chariots of Fire. We don't have the Parks and Rec theme song. We don't have a lot of stuff. We're dumb when it comes to that stuff. Doug, tell me when you're ready. He's ready. Prod him up.
In related news.
Is it there?
Is it there?
There it is. Start it over. I got to hear it from the beginning or I'll go crazy.
There you go, buddy.
Are you ready to solve a mystery and rewrite history?
Oh, yeah. In Duckburg?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because a brand new DuckTales animated series has been ordered for launch in 2017.
2017? My kids are not going to care.
History. DuckTales.
Every day they're out.
That's
there
right.
Working DuckTales.
Oh, I'm so excited. Disney Animation Television will produce the new show based on the beloved original series that amassed 100 episodes running from 87 to 90. Out to find you. Oh, just grab on to some DuckTales, friends. Yeah, yeah. If you don't know what this is, it's because I'm older than you and I loved this show.
Yeah, and if you're in Mississippi, not the DuckTales you're thinking of.
No, not those. Not the ones you eat for dessert. This is the cartoon.
I was thinking of hair.
Those are rat tails.
Rat tails, my bad.
Rat tails. A DuckTale would be akin to a mullet.
Gotcha. There were DuckTales, weren't they? They were like the little flippy, like...
Maybe that was a New Mexico thing.
Maybe.
We called it rat tails.
DuckTale was like a little, like... Okay.
Rat tail?
Rat tail?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good try, though. Whatever. Anyway, new DuckTales cartoon 2017. Amazing. I'm stoked. Yeah. I am stoked.
On that, it is Wednesday. It is time for our favorite segment of the week.
Yeah.
Oh, nerds.
To the Idiot Mobile.
Hey, it's Comics Corner, and I really want to read them because they're really, really cool.
Just do it, nerd.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Comics Corner. Your little section of sunshine.
Yeah.
All things related to comic book movie news.
They're all over there. I'll grab them.
Comics in general. We got a lot of stuff to get to today. Woo! If you'd like to chime in, if you'd like to hang out, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is Comics Corner. And we start with movie news. Oh, snap.
What happened?
According to a report, you know, this week we saw the first images of Aquaman.
We did.
For Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Well, good slash bad of it is this.
What?
Jason Momoa's Aquaman will be in Dawn of Justice.
Yes.
However, according to a recent report, the character only has very few moments.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh.
His screen time in the film is tiny. Now, I will say this. Comics Corner, we try to keep it spoiler free, but if you want to know nothing about these movies coming out, I recommend not tuning in for this moment.
True.
According to writer Devin Faraci, Jason Momoa's Aquaman is barely present during this. As of the shooting script, the character reportedly only has two scenes in the entire film. One scene involves him showing up at Lex Luthor's survey of metahumans. The other is his appearance at the end of the film when Batman recruits him for the Justice League.
Oh, no! We know the end?
Yeah.
Oh, man!
Yeah. Now, this is all, of course, still
speculation,
conjecture. However, he claimed that while shooting for Batman vs. Superman, the Justice League script came into play, which may have prompted additional plot details to be added to the film. There were reshoots for Batman vs. Superman. They could have featured additional scenes for Aquaman to star opposite other characters, including Batman, Wonder Woman, and Superman. But he may not have a substantial role in Batman vs. Superman. He will play a major role and possibly bringing the metahumans together.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm stoked about that.
They were saying that not only Aquaman, but The Flash, and I believe, was it Cyborg? They were saying probably very, very, very limited.
See, I think that's good.
I do too. And that made me very happy. Cameos. Yeah. They said relegated to cameos.
Good. That's a good thing, because the thing with this movie is we established Superman in this world.
Yeah.
With Man of Steel. And then everybody was like, Man of Steel 2 is going to feature Batman. And then the people were like, well, no, don't think of it as Man of Steel 2. Think of it as the next movie in the series of what we're building.
Right.
So it's a little different. It's not a direct sequel to Man of Steel.
Yeah.
But I guess they're going to make a Man of Steel sequel eventually.
Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe?
So I don't want a ton of people in the mix. Too many cooks in the kitchen.
Because then you start thinking of like Spider-Man 3. You start thinking of all the terrible films where they try to put 17 people in it. So this could be good news for Batman versus Superman. It could bode well because you start seeing, oh, The Flash. Oh, Aquaman. But according to this quote in the script, Aquaman and Flash really just have cameos. But having the actors available and knowing where they're going in the future has allowed Zack Snyder to add in some tidbits about the future movies. So
cool.
It's really just preparing for future films. So if you're going in there hoping Aquaman all over it, no, it's called Batman versus Superman for a reason.
Also, let's raise our hands if we're disappointed that Grant Gustin from TV's The Flash is not playing The Flash in the movie
right
series.
Right here!
Both hands
right
raised
here.
In this studio. That stinks.
One of the best shows on television.
And he's great.
Jason Aaron this last week tweeted that this show, Jason Aaron, the
writer of
Marvel,
Thor.
Yeah, Marvel comics writer, also does stuff for Image right now, but non-DC,
yeah,
tweeted this week how The Flash was refreshing and it was a reminder of like just good old-fashioned good guy superheroics.
That's what I'm saying.
I love it, dude.
That's what Spider-Man
it's
should be.
It's a fantastic
Let
TV
Jason
show.
Let Jason Aaron write Spider-Man.
Oh, It is literally the only superhero TV show my kids are allowed to watch.
It's
because
good.
It's got that solid theme. So, parents, anyways. Speaking of movies and television and, you know, The Arrow.
Yes.
They introduced The Suicide Squad. Well,
whoa.
A film about The Suicide Squad. Supervillains trying to clear their names by going on incredibly dangerous missions for the government. Slated to come out in 2016. Now, we knew some of the casting news, but not much more was known about the film. Well, actress Margot Robbie mm-hmm. has revealed in an interview with AZ Central that we will most likely be seeing a lot more Harley Quinn. In fact, for the next 10 years.
Nice.
She said she's very excited to play the character in the upcoming 2016 film. In addition, it seems like we're going to be seeing a lot of Harley Quinn for the next decade. She said, quote, "You don't need to have commitment issues to be frightened by the fact that you might have just signed 10 years of your life away."
Woo!
But with her, it's a character I don't think will ever get boring, ever. So if they do Suicide Squad 1, 2, and 3, I'd be over the moon about it. But as of now, we don't know the future. We just know that she has signed a monstrous deal.
That's good.
Along with Margot Robbie, of course, Jared Leto was cast as a Joker. Jay Courtney as Captain Boomerang. Will Smith as Deadshot. Viola Davis as Amanda Waller. And mm-hmm. Cara Delevingne as Enchantress. Suicide Squad.
That's awesome.
Opens up in 2016, Suicide Squad, so that's cool.
Man, I'm excited about that.
Man, there are so many things to be excited about for comic book movie fans.
That's just such a good concept. You have these bad guys that are kind of, they still have like a shred of good in them, and the government's
somewhat.
Like, hey, if you go on our missions,
you're probably
you
going to die.
Yeah, if you live, then we'll clear your name.
Yeah. So it's really, really cool. I'm excited.
I am too.
It's a great, great comic book series. So,
in other movie news.
Yeah. Benedict Cumberbatch. Interesting interview this week.
Yes.
Preparing for the Oscars and everything going on in his world. Benedict Cumberbatch has been staying very quiet about his role as Doctor Strange.
Yes. Strangely quiet.
But he may have just given us a hint of what we can expect from the Master of the Mystical Arts live action debut.
Ooh.
At the Academy Awards. He was asked whether Doctor Strange will be American or British,
mm-hmm.
and his reaction was actually kind of hilarious.
What'd he say?
He said this. Right? Am I right?
Was that a secret spell?
That's literally... He looked at the camera, and he raised his eyebrow, and then he looked away, and then he looked at the camera, and then he looked away, and then he looked at the camera, and then he walked away.
Yeah! Man, that's what I'm talking about.
I love Benedict Cumberbatch!
I love him. Bend to dirt, crumble, scrunch. I love you!
Here's the thing. If you are a fan of the comic books, The Sorcerer Supreme... Doctor Strange was born in Philadelphia. His parents were vacationing, although, you know, his... demeanor might seem more of like a British pose, you know, like he's pure-blooded American. Like, he's straight-up American.
Wait, who
in
is?
The comic books.
Oh, Doctor Strange. Yeah, he is.
I actually, after reading this, would be pretty stoked if they did. I don't mind that change.
Yeah, I don't really care.
If it's like, oh, no, Benedict Cumberbatch is British.
Hey, that's weird.
Because let's be honest, he's got, like, the coolest British accent in the world anyways. Why get rid of it?
Yeah, why change that? Here's one thing. Did you guys know that traditionally in the comics, Rocket Raccoon had a British accent?
Yes.
And they changed that, and
it was totally fine.
That.
Bradley Cooper, definitely not British. So, speaking of other changes potentially coming to the comic book movie, new rumors, if there's any truth to these.
Rumors.
The Spider-Man we see in the Marvel Cinematic Universe will either A, not be Peter Parker, or at least not be a white dude.
This is what I think about it.
Yeah.
I think they're going to skew ethnic. And
yeah.
I don't think that's a bad thing at all. I recently, over the past few days, have come to a place where I think it might be a smart move.
Yeah, reliable source Jeff Snyder from the trade site The Wrap made a claim during Meet the Movie Press podcast. He said, quote, "This is not set in stone, guys, but I'm telling you right now, Spider-Man's not going to be white. Spider-Man's not going to be white. I am 95% sure Spider-Man's most likely going to be black. There's a chance he could also be Latino. 95% sure not white," end quote. Now, he didn't mention Miles Morales in that conversation at all.
Right.
He was just talking about the fact that they are probably going to get an actor who is a quote-unquote minority.
Yes, and I think it's important that they establish Peter Parker first.
Absolutely.
Because Miles, the thing with Miles is, Miles looks up to Peter Parker, who in the Ultimate Universe dies.
Yeah.
And he becomes, like, Miles spends his life as Spider-Man as a tribute to Peter Parker.
Yeah.
So I think it would be foolish to introduce Miles first without a Peter Parker figure.
Because, I agree.
But I think it would be wise to have Peter Parker be a different ethnicity. Here's why. We've had two Spider-Men already, and they both been white guys.
Yeah.
And both of the movie universes that they were in have kind of dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to start new. They want to start fresh. The glorious thing about Peter Parker is that he's the everyman.
Right.
He can relate to every person mm-hmm. at a basic level. Skin color doesn't matter.
Right.
To that character.
Yeah.
And I could totally see how it would be. It's just a smart move. You establish it's Peter Parker, but it's a brand new version of Peter Parker. It sets him apart from all of the rest. It would totally disconnect that Spider-Man from the rest of them in one quick, easy way.
Now, here's an interesting thing. Snyder went on to speculate the reasons behind it, which I was like, shut up, because I don't care about these reasons. He said, I quote, I really feel strongly Sony has an opportunity to beat Marvel and DC to the punch with a major black comic book character. Like I mentioned last week, the emails that were leaked perceived as racist in some quarters. I really think that's going to play into things, end quote. Mm. So they're talking about this being the perfect way to take Peter Parker's story into the future, end quote. That according to Sony, Doug Belgrad, he claimed that, yes, the next Spider-Man will be Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, at least according to Sony, they say that it's going to be Peter Parker.
Yeah.
This dude's saying he's not going to be white. So it very well is that.
Yeah.
Just like Fantastic Four, you know.
Yeah.
Johnny Storm, played by Michael B. Jordan.
What's going to happen is that movie, we've all been trolling that movie so long because we all think it's going to suck.
Right.
That movie's going to come out and be the best
It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be great.
And we're going to be like, we live in a world where the best comic book movie is Fantastic Four.
Happened. Yeah,
so,
it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
And I say that, but honestly, come on. Avengers is going to be the best one that comes out next year, by far. We know that.
Yeah.
But Fantastic Four will be good.
Yeah. Speaking of Avengers, Hank Pym, a.k.a. Ant-Man. Dude, he is the comic book canonical creator of Ultron.
He is.
He is absent from the Avengers Age of Ultron, and there's been fan backlash as to why he's not joining the Avengers. Well, Joss Whedon actually recently explained why he chose not to go with Ant-Man being a part of the Avengers.
Why?
He said, quote, of all the heat I've ever taken, not having Hank Pym was one of the biggest things. The fact of the matter is this. Edgar had him first, and by virtue of what Edgar Wright was doing, there was no way for me to use him in this.
Makes sense.
In the Avengers, you know, Ultron is instead created by Tony Stark, which to me makes way more sense.
Smarter
because
move.
These are characters that have been established in the comic book films.
Smarter move.
So, and he said, Whedon explained that adding a third scientist, they already have Bruce Banner, they already have Tony Stark. He said adding a third scientist character such as Hank Pym felt a bridge too far for the films. Stark and his Hulk pal Bruce Banner are enough already. They didn't want a third scientist in the mix.
Can I just say that I am so excited for the inevitable moment when you've got Tony Stark, Bruce Banner, and Peter Parker in a room, and the two of them can't figure something out, and then Peter Parker, boy genius, says something, and they both kind of look at him, and then they're like, they totally shrug it off. They're like, yeah, it could be true, and then he leaves, and they're like, oh my gosh. And,
right.
And Peter Parker figures it out.
Yeah.
Can't freaking wait. That's going
to
be awesome.
Joss Whedon said, quote, Ultron needs to be the brainchild of the Avengers, and in the world of the Avengers in the MCU, Tony Stark is that guy. It didn't make sense to introduce a third scientist, a third scientistician.
Scientistian.
Science.
And that makes sense
Statistician.
To me. That makes a lot of sense.
He said, it was hard for me because I grew up on the comics to dump that, but at the end of the day, it's a more interesting relationship between Tony and Ultron if Tony was once like, you know what would be a really great idea? They're doing what they always do, which is jump in head first and go, sorry, world, but you have to make it their responsibility without just making it their fault, end quote. I am really excited for Age of Ultron.
Me too.
I can't wait. Yesterday, they released a new movie poster for Age of Ultron, and there were some confirmations in the credits down at the bottom. We saw Vision up on the actual movie poster, but down in the bottom, Anthony Mackie's name was included, who is the Falcon. It's the very first confirmation we've had that he will also be in Avengers.
Peggy Carter will be in the movie.
Yes, Haley Atwell. Very excited about
this. And then
this.
There was one more.
There was one more confirmation of somebody. There was one more person. And it was like, oh, they're coming back too.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
Yeah. I was just but over the moon awesome. That the yes. Falcon's going to be there. And I just said over the moon, so that's cool.
Are you over the moon?
Man, that's all I got for comic book movie news. But yeah. We got a lot of comics this morning as well. There's a lot of great releases
Man,
this week.
So many good yeah. releases. I still haven't even read them all.
Yeah. Dude, there were two, actually, in IDW, which is an independent comic book publisher. They got some side books, you know, like, hey, Ghostbusters,
yeah.
or we're going to be doing some Star Trek meets Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. That's a real comic book right now, guys.
It is.
I wish I was making that up.
It's great.
That's actually for real. That's
what happens.
That's, you know, give people ideas and let the kids run with it.
Let the kids run with it!
Two book releases this week for IDW. I had to pick them both up because one happens to be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 43. It's part three of this series right now where the turtles are fighting everybody.
Yeah.
You got Shredder up in there and Krang and Bebop and Rocksteady, and you've got Baxter Stockman, and the world is going crazy because Krang is trying to destroy the universe, so Shredder had to team up with the turtles.
Ninja Turtles.
To take out Krang so that they don't destroy the universe, so that once they come back to Earth, they can still kill each other.
Mm-hmm.
Makes perfect sense.
So whenever the turtles come out of the ground, do they literally say, "Started at the bottom, now we here"?
Now we here.
They should.
Yeah.
Every dude. Time. Michelangelo should make that joke every time.
It's pretty fantastic, I'm not going to lie. It's one of my favorite comic books, and I'm like, every month I bug you and say, Teo,
read
this comic book!
And I started with the graphic novels, I just haven't picked them back up.
It's childlike. Look at these, the little flybots. Come on, Baxter Stockman.
I remember those.
So it's just one of those, like, nostalgic awesomeness things, but if you didn't grow up on Turtles, this is still one of the raddest comics around.
It's very well written.
In fact, this week there was a new spin-off, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutanimals.
Ooh.
Number one.
So what is that?
Well, it is basically there were a bunch of mutated animals, right, to come out of the labs.
This is what you're going to get if you remember the old Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle action figures in the cartoon.
Absolutely.
These are those characters.
Not going to lie, man. Old Hob, who is a cat, who is like, oh, he was an enemy of the turtles because he lost his eye to Splinter when he was a cat and a rat back in the lab.
Right.
Way back in the day when they were just animals.
Yeah.
Well, they all mutated and now they're here. We've got
Mondo Gecko.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Got Mondo Gecko / Herman the Crab. You've got Petey the Pigeon. And they're all just kind of these mutated creatures who have no place because their science experiment's gone wrong. But instead of doing evil, they've decided to team up and do some good, even though they're not, you know.
Guys, Mondo Gecko is in a comic.
Yes! He's in two right now, and it just makes my day, because I live in a world where Mondo Gecko is in two comic books. He's seriously like the Keanu Reeves.
He's a well-written character.
Books. Guys, he's a gecko that's got a skateboard, and he says things like, whoa.
What else do you need? Nothing.
Nothing!
Nothing.
Oh, man, moving on to DC Comics. A couple releases this week, Gotham by Midnight, and if you're a fan of Constantine, the TV show, Gotham by Midnight is right up your alley. It showcases the supernatural elements of Gotham City, so it's kind of like X-Files meets Constantine meets awesomeness.
Yes.
This week we got the Spectre Reborn on
Ooh.
The cover, and yes, Jim Corrigan and the Spectre, full on awesome this mm-hmm. week if you're a fan of that, mm-hmm. and the supernatural of DC Comics. Full frontal. I couldn't recommend it more.
Did you not get Justice League Dark this week?
I got the trade. I did
you
not
get
the new.
Okay, check it out. Another entry in the DC Universe
yeah.
this week. Batman number 39.
Woo!
Continuing the Endgame story. It's awesome.
It is the penultimate. Next one, Batman 40, is the finale to Scott Snyder's ginormous
what?
Run. And dude, this issue
what?
Really did a good job of bringing everything into play.
Yeah,
if you've been following Batman since Scott Snyder took over, he just kind of went whoop and your mind exploded.
Yep.
So
really
he,
cool.
To me, he's the closest thing to a Jonathan Hickman DC has.
Yes.
Because he did a really good job
yeah,
of going,
he
hey, remember 30 issues ago?
The long con.
Yes.
That's what he's in for.
Absolutely fantastic. Batman, top of its game right now.
So good. Other titles that came out in DC that we did not get, you have Aquaman number 39, Batman Eternal number 47, Catwoman number 39, Deathstroke number 5, Flash number 39,
Justice League Dark number 39. Mortal Kombat X number 3. That's a series based on the video game. Supposedly it's really good.
Yeah.
We haven't read it. Then you got Sinestro number 10. Suiciders number 1.
That's a book that they've been pushing for weeks and weeks now at the back of DC Books. You've gotten a glimpse of it. It looked absolutely gnarly.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Suicide Squad related?
No, it's set like almost in this post-apocalyptic future Mad Max style. Think Hunger Games, think, you know, the arena of death.
Y'all know I'm about them Hunger Games. Now we move on to Marvel.
That's right.
Because we're playing Spider-Man music anyway.
Lot of Marvel this
week. Lot of Marvel this week, and I am stoked to say that it was really, really good. Now we have a new Avengers, number 30. Did you read it?
I did.
I haven't read that one yet.
Last week, a major main character returned in new Avengers.
Yes.
And this issue is seriously catch-up. The entire issue is, hey, I'm back. Here's where I've been and why I'm insane.
Okay.
So it's all pretty much backstory leading up to, oh snap, this is about to go crazy. We are 2 months away from Secret Wars and basically all the universe is kind of colliding in Marvel. This gives you a really good indication of who they're up against.
That's cool. That's cool. All right. Also, Avengers related, Uncanny Avengers number 2 came out. Written by Rick Remender.
Yeah.
This is a great book. I'm going to go back and reread it because I skimmed it.
I want to read it. Oh, wait, no. I was thinking of All New X-Men because Andrea Sorrentino, who does that interesting art kind of like Daniel Acuna, where it's like painting, she just signed an exclusive deal with Marvel for years.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Uncanny Avengers is really interesting, and it's totally picking up where the Avengers are now. You've got the Vision. You've got Scarlet Witch, Quicksilver. Also, you've got Sabretooth, who is a good guy now because of what happened in original
Axis,
that's what it was.
Because they needed a Wolverine.
Yes, they needed a Wolverine because Wolverine's dead. And Sabretooth got flipped because of the spell that Scarlet Witch and Doctor Strange cast. But his good never left him. And so now he's completely motivated
by
good. Yeah. And it's well written. Sabretooth's kind of the main character in
I like
book.
That. Yeah. I like that they're doing that. They did that well with Magneto, and he's still one of my favorites. So
yeah, okay. And you said All New X-Men number 38 came out. We didn't read it yet.
Part three of the Black Vortex.
Yeah, so we will definitely be picking that up. Also, this week, Daredevil number 13. I love this book so much.
Yeah.
And I know my boy Joe at Astro Zombies does too, because when I was buying it yesterday, he said, "See, you know that Daredevil's an important book." And I was like, "I do know that." One of the coolest things about Daredevil. I don't know if you're out there and you struggle with depression.
Yeah.
It's important to find hobbies. Daredevil's a great place. if you want a comic to get into.
There's a reason you reference depression.
Yeah, Matt Murdock suffers from depression.
Yeah,
and the way that they write this book is incredible because it affects everything he does. Mm-hmm. It's affecting his relationship with his lady right now.
It's really good to see that they're including real life situations and struggles into comic books, incorporating that, because the idea that, hey, the perfect you got Captain America who just always does the right thing and, you know, is just a stand-up guy. I think that's why we gravitate to the Spider-Man or the Daredevil. They have their faults, their flaws.
Kinda mess
they're not
up.
The perfect hero, but still strive to be good.
Yes.
So I like that. I like what they're doing with Daredevil right now.
I want to do Spider-Man last.
Okay.
But that means
snap.
That means we got to talk about
this.
Yes. Darth Vader number 2 came out, and it's awesome.
Right now, I had a chance to see an interview with Kieran Gillen, who writes Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Basically, there's two new stories going on in the Star Wars universe thanks to Disney buying everything and owning the universe.
Right.
They are putting out Marvel comic books for Star Wars. There's the main, which is Jason Aaron's Star Wars, where Darth Vader is, of course, the villain because it's set in between A New Hope and Empire Strikes Back. This is set in the same time period. However, Kieran Gillen wanted to give you the what's going on in his mind idea of Darth Vader to kind of prepare you for the humanity that is Anakin Skywalker. Imagine being a dude who just found out, wait, I got kids, yo.
Yeah.
I got to take care of my kids.
Wait a second. How am I going to feed my kids?
I'm supposed to run an empire, but I got kids, dog.
It's true.
So I am stoked.
Blown away.
Everything. And Salvador LaRocca, who does the art,
perfect.
This is some of the best art in comic books right now.
It's so cool.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It is.
And what's neat for me is I remember when Salvador LaRocca did Spider-Man issues back when I read them in the 90s.
Yep.
His style has gotten, it's changed.
Yeah.
And it's gotten so much better.
It's very realistic now.
Super realistic.
Very, very super realism.
And he's probably doing that more so because it's Star Wars and it needs to look that way.
Yeah.
But it totally, it lends to the story. His art is so good. And it's a great story.
And I'm very particular about anything Star Wars outside of the movie. So
yeah.
Being that so far they haven't really had any missteps, I'm really, really enjoying this.
And
so.
This ties in, the Darth Vader series ties in perfectly with the Star Wars series.
Yeah.
And next week, Princess Leia number one comes out, and I'm willing to bet that it's going to tie in perfectly too.
Absolutely.
We're seeing the same adventure from different vantage points.
I love that.
What's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like watching the television show where you see certain aspects like, oh, this is like Lost. You're like, this is what happened to the guys on the island. Oh, this is what happened from the other's perspective. Like, really, really liking this Darth Vader perspective. So.
Yes. Okay, finally.
Oh, man. Are
finally,
you ready?
My friends,
are you ready?
I'm excited. This week, three big Spider-Man titles came out.
And if you want to, like, just have a solid investment and make some money in a few weeks, go buy Spider-Gwen number one.
Go buy Spider-Gwen number one. Stemming from the events in Spider-Verse that supposedly concluded with issue number 14, but this week we get Amazing Spider-Man number 15, which is an epilogue, and this is the end of Spider-Verse, and it's awesome.
It's incredible. I was a doubter. I was a hater. I was one of the guys tweeting Dan Slott like, bro, really?
Come
bro,
on, man.
Bro!
And I remember, and we called it, we said, I bet the epilogue's gonna explain everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it totally did.
Yeah.
And this is a great example of how to end a giant story arc.
And I'm really glad they didn't do like a giant-sized issue where it was all crammed into one, because by the time it would have gotten to the epilogue, we would have just been cashed out reading comics.
It'd have been like, dang, dude.
Yeah, so I'm glad we got that week to think about like, oh, that was it? Nope.
Yeah, this
so
is awesome.
Good.
And it ties in perfectly to all of the incursion business going on with the Avengers.
Yep.
This is a great, great issue of Spider-Man, and it just shows that it was planned out, and it was a solid plan.
It's a reminder, people, that in life, if we actually plan ahead, and we formulate ideas, and we draw it all out,
you can pull it off.
You can pull it off.
Yeah.
So we need to tell that to Coon.
We do. We need to call him back.
Guys, we've been trying to tell you forever. We told, back when Edge of Spider-Verse happened, we said, this Spider-Gwen comic is going to be fantastic. Jump out and get it. And if you were one of the lucky people that actually listened to us at that Comics Corner a few months ago, you are a wealthy individual.
You are, my friends. We both, Max hooked us up. He's like, you both need
you
to
both
buy
need
this
to buy
issue.
This.
So when it had the first appearance
the
of Spider-Gwen.
Issue.
Yeah. We bought it. It was $4. We could sell that Joker for $100 on the internet right now.
Yeah.
And I'm not even talking like, I'm not saying speculation. I'm saying, no, for real. I could put it on eBay and it would go for $100 right now.
What, right now, the hottest character in comic books, and it exploded based upon that one comic that we said, guys, this is one of the best comics we read in a long time. You should pick it up. We went to check it out. There was a variant at Astro Zombies, and we're like, oh, man, that's... Can we get that? And they said, yes, you can. $500.
Boom!
It's selling for $500
and
now.
People will pay it. We can charge $1,000 a day. We can charge $10,000 a day.
Nicely done. Yeah. I like that. This comic, seriously, it's exploded and it's only a few months old. So to those that say, you know, there's no value in comics anymore, I was shocked. Silk number one, which came out, what, 2 weeks ago? You bought it. I didn't because I'm an idiot.
It's good.
It's already up to $100
as well. It's
already
up, which I never would have expected. Now, Spider-Gwen number one, which came out this week.
It comes out today, people. You have an opportunity to buy it at cover
Spider-Gwen.
Price.
Spider-Gwen. And not
just
to mention,
now.
It's a great story.
It really is.
It takes, and the cool thing is you got Amazing Spider-Man number 15, end of Spider-Verse, and then you've got Spider-Gwen number one and Spider-Man 2099 number 9 that pick up immediately after what happened here. Also, you had Silk number one and Spider-Woman number 5 that released last week. They pick up immediately after the epilogue.
It gets you
and
prepared
it's well referenced.
Secret Wars, Spider-Verse.
It's awesome, guys. It's awesome. Spider-Gwen number one is worth your money.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to get it. And Spider-Man 2099 number 9 is great because it's totally in the incursion thing. Spider-Man 2099 goes back to his time and it is completely not his time. Think alternate 1985 and Back to the Future Part 2 because that's exactly what happens
to
him. And it's awesome. Spider-Man this week totally kicked butt.
Good job, Spider-Man.
And I'm excited.
Way to knock it out of the
park. Amazing Spider-Man number 15 is my pick of the week.
Batman 39.
It was good.
the Joker does some stuff in here.
It's crazy.
And I was like, at one point, I like, my jaw dropped.
Yeah.
Batman 39. Also, because I'm a nerd, I will say this. I audibly gasped yesterday and scared my wife reading Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 43.
That's awesome.
Because I was so ingrained in the story that something totally nerdy happens.
Nerdy.
Out loud gasped.
That's solid,
so,
man.
So, you know it's going to be good.
Man, this was a great week for comic books.
It absolutely was. And a great week for comic book news. Again, big shout out and thanks to Astro Zombies, located at 3100 Central Avenue Southeast here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. AstroZombies.com, or of course 232-7800. They provide comics week in and week out for Comics Corner for us. So, big thanks to them for all their support of Static Radio.
That's right. Other releases that we did not get to: Fantastic Four number 643, Shield number 3, Secret Avengers number 13, Spider-Man and the X-Men number 3, and Thor Annual number 1, which we actually bought for Doug. Because
right.
The wrestler CM Punk wrote a story in it.
Yep.
And Doug liked it.
It is the premiere of CM Punk as a Marvel Comics writer.
That's right.
I mean, we'll see.
It ain't bad.
We gotta take a break. Coming back, Shock Therapy Live with our boy Pastor Nate Heitzig. Don't go anywhere. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.